you.
Thank you, Lord. I pray you will be blessed as you receive the words of God.
Hallelujah.
The message today, your spiritual life. So today, we are embarked in building something now. What are we building? Our spiritual life. Now start. Are you ready? Many sit quietly, but when it is time to pray, you say, in the name of Jesus, evil spirit has, with him there, no evil spirit. But they have time, they come to him. They have time, they use his body as a dwelling place. In the church, they will worship, they are Christian. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray fervently. But when it is certain time, they enter him. It could be in the night when you want to sleep, they have a period, they monitor him. That is why those of you that normally say, I have altar, until I get to my altar before I pray, you are wrong. When it is 3 o'clock, I'm going to the altar to pray. What of if Satan catch you before you get there? And all this intrigue, Satan know. So he will be monitoring you. As you are sitting down now, you should be in an attitude of prayer. When you are eating, an attitude of prayer. Because we are used to this tradition. Many of us are traditional Christian. We have Christian, we have traditional Christian. We used to close our eyes. That is the one you used to. When it is time to pray, you must stand. Amen. Amen. It is not this body that is praying. It is the one we cannot see with our eyes inside you that is praying. Like I said, you have two natures in one person. Your divine nature is the one. The one I'm looking at is human nature. It's human. It is not when your lips open that you are praying. You can be praying and at the same time talking to me. You can be praying at the same time eating. You can be praying at the same time dancing. You'll be dancing, maybe they invite you to the wedding. You are dancing. At the same time, you are praying. Even singing the song, at the same time you are praying. Until you are used to this life before you can get it in life. I will be talking to you one-on-one. How are you? What can we do? Anytime you come to me, you are talking to me. I'm praying at the same time because I love everyone. I don't trust anyone. So I talk to you one-on-one, but at the same time praying. Anytime you see me pause, there's something I have discovered in you. When you are talking to me, I will not answer again. I will be looking at you. I'm not there. So this should be the normal life of Christian, that all the time you should be in an attitude of prayer. As you are looking at me, you should be what? Praying. As you are looking at me, you will laugh at the same time. Your divine nature can do million things at the same time. This is what you don't know. Your divine nature can be dancing and at the same time praying. When you are receiving a phone call, at the same time praying. When what the person is saying on the phone is not okay, it's abusing you, pause and slow down and offer prayer in the spirit. You can correct him over there. Look at the thousand people here. How many of you are in the dream? You just find yourself praying and you just pray and wake up. Hardly you will see one here. And that is the normal life, that you will be sleeping like this at the same time praying. Even your husband or your wife or your sister, whoever, brother that is beside you will wake you up, uncle. But when he listens to what you are saying, he will not bother to wake you up. Rather himself will be saying amen. Or you speaking in tongue in your sleep. But instead of that, you say, your husband will say, what happened? Oh, don't worry. The name of Jesus is not because you are not used to the life I'm talking about. Look at many accidents that claim people's life today are supposed not so. Many claim to be Christian. A lot of things happen to them. It is because they are not in an attitude of prayer. And when accident is about to happen, they want to shout the name Jesus because they are not used to it before that time. The name Jesus is not When you shout his name at the point of that trouble and you are just ready, close to the trouble like that, and the trouble is about to happen, you just say, hey! It's always difficult to say in Jesus' name. Unless you have been in that name before that trouble, you can easily mention the name. Because a name is not for selfish, for classic, for material reason. The reason why you are shouting his name, you call his name when you are in trouble. What of when you are not in trouble? That name also should be part of you. When you are not in trouble, you should also use to that name, not only when you are in trouble. Tell your neighbor, the name is for those who use to that name when the grains are good and when the grains are tough. The name of Jesus is not for those who only call that name when the grains are tough. Now I'm going, the grains is smooth. On getting to that trouble, I want to try the name. The name will not be given to me. Even if I am lucky to call that name, I will call the name without power. Because this will help your spiritual life. Okay, now, everything is going. This is a symbol of trouble of life. Either hardship, nightmare, somebody come to your dream and trying to grab you. You want to shout the name, you will not be able to shout the name. If you shout that name, you will shout the name without power. Okay, I'm going, no problem. I never meditate that name, I'm not used to that name. I'm getting to the trouble. Jesus' name. That name cannot work. It can only work for me when I'm used to that name inside me. I will not shout it, but now, that name. I don't need to shout that name because I'm already minister the name. Are you with me? In me now, that name. I don't need to doubt the name because already the name is there to see me through. But a situation where you are not part of that name is not for you. You are just going on your own, get it there. No, you will charge it, but without power. This is the trouble. Many accidents today that many will have avert or escape in a narrow way. Even in the dream, you try to shout the name when these people come to grab you, to kick you, they must have removed whatever they want to remove. You now finally shout the name. So now, as you are sitting down, you don't need to begin to say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Just meditate. You have words. It's not too difficult for you. It's not too difficult. The name Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, have mercy on me. Let your mercy speak for me. If that continues in your heart, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your favor speak for me today. And that name continues like that, the prayer continues like that, and you finally sleep. You find yourself, even your neighbor, your sister, your brother, your children will wake you up one day and say, Daddy, you are praying. You mean I'm praying? Tell me what I was praying. You were saying, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your favor speak for me. You'll be very surprised. It means you are connected. If all the people here, hardly you will see one single person. Continue to meditate this. Even when your friend is talking to you, you meditate. Sometimes you pause. Your friend will say, what is wrong? No. You are gone. You see, let me tell you about my personal experience in life. Many of us today will believe until you sleep and close your eyes before you can dream. You get it wrong. Like you are sitting down looking at me, you can dream. And you open your eyes looking at me and you will be dreaming. And you come to your senses. This is what I have seen now. Whereas you are with me, talking to me, and at the same time you are dreaming. So we are too worldly. And the thing we are looking for in the world, we never get it. That is the most disappointing thing. The thing you are looking for, you have given so much your quality time, your effort, there's no reward. You are not getting it. Going by your effort, your time, you are given so much to business, to this, to friend, to contract, to relationship, to this, but still, there's no reward. So why can't you give more time for your spiritual life? Get connected and see what will happen. I'm just telling you the way you can get connected. What I'm telling you now, if you start it as you are sitting down, I'm giving you 1 week. You will never be the same in the spirit again. By now, as a Christian, you will sit with a friend and you'll be telling your friend that, my friend, I'm sorry, can I say something? Yes. This is what I'm saying about you. This is what I'm saying. And you people are talking, something will just flash. Something will just come and flash. You pause. Your friend will say, what happened? See, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Your friend will say, it's exactly what has happened to him. Pastor, please pray for me. That is how your name will spread everywhere. That your friend alone will 10 million people, because he will be very surprised and people will begin to fear you. But today, you are the one explaining yourself, I'm born again. I'm a bishop, I'm a pastor. Instead of the Jesus in your life to tear the wall, your life should speak. Your life can speak your position in Christ. But you are the one to say, I'm born again. I've been a bishop, I've been a pastor. I have been born again for the past 10 years. The proceed of that born again, being a believer, is enough to explain, to tell the world your position, whom you are. Let the proceed, not you to open your mouth and say you are born again, I'm a Christian, let us pray. Anywhere can be a best place to pray. No, they will be the one to say, please pray for me, pastor. They will call your name. Children come out to pray, is around. They will beg you for prayer. Pray for me. That is the one that answers by fire. Where somebody say, pray for me, it catch fire rather than let us pray. You are the one asking them for, let me pray for you. So this is just the position of test. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation. Listen once again. Because I say the Lord has ministered to me that anytime I meet you people, I should really talk about this area of your spiritual life, how you can grow. It's not just standing here and say, amen? Jesus is Lord. You have heard so much about it, but your spiritual life is still the same. Now, this is what I'm telling you today, hold it. Your prayer life is what I'm talking about. Be in an attitude of what? And you live here, be in an attitude of war. Yeah. When you are eating, be in an attitude of war. Yeah. When you are dressing up, be in an attitude of war. Yeah. When you are taking your bath, be in an attitude of war. Yeah. When you are in the toilet, be in an attitude of war. Yeah. This is the only way.
To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
So it's very wrong for you to have a special time. Why always you need Jesus at a certain time, not all the time? You know you need Jesus, but you don't know how much you need him. Tell your neighbor. Say, I know I need Jesus, but I don't know how much I need him. You need him to put on your spectacle. You need him to open your lips. In Jesus' name. You need him to close your mouth. You need him to look somewhere. You need him to look back. Can you imagine that? But to you, you just believe that you need Jesus when there's trouble or difficulty. That is why Satan keep using opportunity. He know the time you call him, the time you need him. Those times he know you are not connected. He get you. He get you, he's struck. You need Jesus all the time. Like now I say, rise up for prayer. You just rise up. You don't know that even before you rise, you need to say in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. You don't know that you need him to see it. When you begin to believe that you can do certain things on your own, and there is certain things Jesus will do for you, you have right to do certain things on your own. You get it wrong. total dependent upon him for everything. What is the meaning of that? You say, Paul said, I can do all things through who? But you, it's not all things you do through Christ today. You don't look through Christ. You don't smile through Christ. When it is a rise up and pray, you rise on your own. You don't eat through Christ. It's only when they say, let us pray. No, there are many things you do on your own. But Paul Apostle said, I can do all things, all things, all things. This message today. Your spiritual life, since morning now, you never see any vision. You are supposed to have been seeing vision. Raise up your hand and say, sir, this is what I'm seeing now. And I will confirm it that I'm seeing the same thing. I will stand up to tell you what is going to happen tomorrow, but everybody will clap. Nobody confirm it here because you are not seeing what I'm seeing. It's become too embarrassing to me. You are not looking at what Jesus is looking at. So I don't know what makes you Christian when our spiritual life is zero. So today we are embarked in building something now. What are we building? Our spiritual life. Now start. Are you ready? Please, where you are coming from does not matter. You have not committed unpardonable sin. You have not committed what? Forget about everything. If you start what I ask you to start today, when I'm talking this, you confirm it. You say, sir, this is exactly what I'm saying now. Before even I talk, you say, this is what you are saying, and I will show you it's written already, I've seen it. You sit with your children now, you'll be seeing something. You say, ah, my husband, this is what I'm seeing. Your husband will say, ah, exactly what is happening. Exactly, I wanted to tell you. You say, my wife, this is what I see. Yes, I wanted to tell you, I'm afraid of you. Tell me, how will your children have that kind of respect and fear when he can see better than you? So now, once again, Paul shares, I can do all things through who? Are you ready to do all things now? Look at the way you place your hand. If you want to separate your hand, you say what? If you want to carry your Bible on your lips here, you say what? If you want to open your lips, what will we say? That is the language of the Bible. There are two languages, language of the world and language of the Bible. You should be pregnant of it. Jesus. You only just Jesus, but inside you, Jesus, have mercy on me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your favor speak for me. When you are moving, if you are moving, before it happens, you see, it will become a light on your path. Jesus. I'm talking to you at the same time inside me. Jesus, mercy and favor, fill this house with your fire. This is what is going on. When you busy with this message, you will not have time for all this rubbish or whatever. You will not go where Jesus will not be welcomed. He will not allow you to go. It's not when I say rise up for prayer. Already you are supposed to be in that attitude of prayer. That is where we get it wrong. So when I say rise up, it means in mass we want to pray together. Your life should be prayer, attitude of prayer all the time. The first place we are to prosper is in our spiritual life. So like we are sitting down now, if something just about to happen now, it will not be difficult for you to shout the name Jesus, because already you are in an attitude of Jesus. But when you are not in attitude of him, as something suddenly want to happen, it will be difficult for you to shout it, even if you shout it without power. Two, the greatest war we have is in our heart. The war you are seeing around, this is afterthought. The greatest war, whatever happened to you, in terms of your weakness, in terms of your hardship, disappointment, it first happened in your heart. So you need to dismantle this assembly in your heart. I mean, get it out of yourself. This is the only way, by continuing right now being an attitude of prayer. All this negative thought in your heart will disappear. Look at the book of Romans 9 verse 1. It says, our heart is the communication point. Now, God keep talking to you. You keep doubting because you are not pregnant of him. your heart. When you now begin to meditate now, you begin to believe the word in your heart. Something is going on in your heart now that you need to speak out. But the problem you have now, you doubt yourself because you know inside your heart now, something is going on. There's a thought going on in your heart. It's like the negative suppress the positive. So now for you to come out with these positive words is so difficult. The Bible says, faith, release these words. The power is in your mouth. The belief in our heart is released by faith. Tell your neighbor, the power is in my mouth. But the belief in my heart is released by faith. And many a times, what you are thinking, what is going on in your heart, happen. And when it happens, you now begin to ask yourself that, this is what I've been thinking about. But you are not saying it out. It's as bad as doubt. When what is going on in your heart now happen, you now see it happen. This is what I was thinking. It happened. But you never say it out. It's as bad as doubt. You are quenching the fire of Holy Ghost in your life.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that a warmth that will bless your heart. Oh Lord, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Thank you, Jesus. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. And I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you,
when it's all
hallelujah. Thank you. And as we are talking now, you are in an attitude of prayer. As from today, as a Christian, you shouldn't call it sin. Call it wrong in your life. Wrong. Call it what? Others commit sin. To run is to do what you are not intend to do. But to sin is to do what you intend to do. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can run, you cannot commit sin. Because what you find yourself doing sometimes is not what you intend to do. You are wrong. That is why when it happens, you become worried. That should not bring inferiority complex. That should not cause your spirit down. That should make you to pray the more. When we run, we pray the more. Those who commit sin, sin make them to draw. Instead of to pray the more, they draw back. But when we run, we pray the more. Fast the more, pray the more, fast the more, because it's wrong, not sin. This is what you are not intend to do. This is what Apostle Paul says. What I want to do is not what I find myself doing. What I intend to do is not what I'm doing. When you are doing something and you run, does not mean you don't know how to do it. If you are given another time to do it, you do it right again. That is wrong. But to sin is to show that I cannot do it again. This is the only way I know how to do it. Truly here too, we have others in our midst, and we have true Christians in our midst. Because we are in the house of God, that does not make every one of us a Christian. We have others, and we have true Christians. Other means people of the world. No matter what you say to them, many will be converted, and many will still go without converting. There is nothing you can do about it. I know my people, and my people what? My people can run, but they cannot commit sin. Each time they run, they become so worried. They pray the more. They become so worried. They fast the more. They become so worried. They love Jesus the more. So the intention of Satan is defeated already. It's defeated because the reason why Satan wants you to do that, Satan will want to go astray so that he can overthrow your position. But the more you try to do wrong, the more you love Jesus, the more you pray, the more. It's a wasting of time. So that should not be credited to Satan, my friend. I cannot credit that to Satan because it made me to fast the more, pray the more.
You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid.
Thank you.
Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. But remember there's a friend named Jesus.
Thank you.
Who will wipe those tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, hey, yeah.
You are sitting with your family, you begin to tell them words of wisdom, prophetic message. Now, we talk of wrong, we talk of sin. Let's now come to our situation as a Christian. Our situation is different from others' situations. When I'm having headache, my own headache is different from others. Because my headache will make me to pray the more, fast the more. So it means I have taken back my situation from Satan's hand. It's no longer Satan. It's a blessing. It's for the glory of God. Therefore, taking back your situation, that headache led me to pray the more, strengthen my desire. So if Satan have any ulterior motive concerning, it's defeated already. The purpose is defeated because it's for the glory of God this time. Therefore, my situation is not like others. Our situation is meant for the glory of God. Like what happened to Paul, to take back our situation from the hands of who? But we know that this comes from Satan, from the pit of hell. Let's now quickly look at the book of 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times. That it may depart from me. That is, I beg God 3 times that the situation should get out of me. The situation we know is thorn in his flesh. It's weakness. And weakness can be this, can be that. Every foolish thing is regarded as weakness. Verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. What does that mean? Come, brother. If brother is a Christian and other people, that is unbelievers, your situation is different from my situation. That is, if you have headache and I have headache, your own headache is different from my own headache because you are a Christian. Why? What makes it different? Because God is aware of your headache. God is aware of Paul's situation. And when God is aware of your situation, he will manifest his strength in that weakness. You can go on and on and on until he decided to move it. And if he's not decided to move it, you can live the rest of your life peacefully and with that. And we never learned that that turn was the one who keep up. He lived a wonderful and peaceful life. but we never learned anything about it again. You see, today, you must know that your trouble, your hardship is different from my hardship. You are a Christian, God is aware. Christian means a life that comes from Christ. When your life comes from Christ, everything, anything about you, Christ is aware. Unless you are not derived the inner resources from Him. What is happening here now? When God is aware of your situation is under control. And how can situation be under control? It can only be under control when that situation is meant to keep you for a new level in life. When that situation is meant to strengthen your desire for God, it makes you to pray the more, fast the more. When that situation is meant to preserve you for redemption. Thank you. Verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. What does that mean? How can somebody take pleasure in infirmities? That shows that this is poor, this is other people. That shows that God is aware his infirmities is different from others. His situation is different from others. Others are meant to destroy them, are meant to kill them. But yours is meant to preserve you, to keep you for a new level, and to prepare you for the challenges ahead. Now, if that is your situation, why murmur? Why complaining? Why doubt? Why fear? Yes, it's an opportunity for you to honor God before men. How do we honor God before men? With our situation. Can't you hear what the book of Romans says? What can separate me from the love of God? Can affliction, hardship, what can separate you from the love of God? But what is happening today? When you are having little trouble, without being told, people can see from your appearance. The sympathy of human being cannot solve your problem. Tell your neighbor, stay true to God. In good or hard times, stay true to God. Tell your neighbor, in good or hard times, stay true to God. You are a chosen generation. When you don't know whom you are, you begin to compare yourself to others. Don't compare yourself to others. Stay true in good and hard times alike. You allow your situation. Look at your appearance today. Until you take back your situation from the hands of this foolish man. Take it back. How do we take it back? We take it back when you begin to see your situation as a blessing, as an opportunity to honor God before men. It's not an opportunity to cry before men. It's not an opportunity to complain. It's not an opportunity to doubt or panic. It's not an opportunity to come and greet you and say, sorry. You have mystery within you. You should keep that mystery. Don't let people understand your mystery. Before you come here, you call me all sort of name. Not that you hate me. It is fear. You are afraid. It's mystery. When they know TB Joshua, they destroy TB Joshua. But when they don't know TB Joshua, they call him names. It's mystery. So you are too exposed to danger. Your people know you so much. You are exposed to danger everywhere they see you. Everywhere you laugh, everywhere you cry. For Christ's sake, sometimes that headache will come on you. You laugh, you give handshake, you embrace, you laugh. Immediately you leave there, you cannot say, Christ, you are my Savior. I cannot continue shouting there that I have headache. No. At your private, you just say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me that courage to keep myself, not to begin to put myself so cheap. Truly, you have cancer. Your cancer is different from others. I believe your faith is lifted up. That you are now realized that your cancer is not like others. That HIV is not like others. That your fibro is not like others. That your poverty is not like others. That your weakness is not like others. There is no need, there is no great sickness that's greater than God. Never a sickness Jesus cannot heal. Never a disease Jesus cannot cure.
And the moment you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he manifests his strength in your weakness. He can kill others, but not you.
Now behold the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God, born into sin that I may live again, the precious Lamb of God. Now behold the Lamb.
Believe, you and I can stop Satan from eating, from destroying, from killing from your life. Are you ready?
Yes.
Together. There are many things now that seems not to be of God. Those things in your business, in your health, anything that is not of Jesus, thou power of deliverance. Open your lips and begin to ask Jesus anointing that break every yoke. Fall on you. I release you from inherited bondage. I release you from the spirit of killing, stealing, and destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that is stealing your business, at the point of breakthrough, I say, I release you in the name of Jesus. I release you from the spirit of limitation in the name of Jesus. I release you from the spirit of yoke in the name of Jesus. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the poor say, I'm blessed. I can hear breakthrough in your head. Breakthrough in your business. Breakthrough in your finances. Breakthrough in your marital life. Breakthrough in your business, in your career, in your future.